Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled Corpus Christi, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding village and farms and find lodging and provisions." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have." Now the men numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down." Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets. On Holy Thursday, when Jesus said, "This is my body," was he referring only to the ordinary bread on the ordinary table in front of him? Father Richard Rohr, in his book, The Universal Christ, believes that Jesus was speaking about the whole universe, about everything that is physical, material, and spirit-filled. Can we accept that the word "this" meant and means the entire universe? And given Einstein's space-time continuum, about which I know pretty much nothing except the implied union between space and time, did the word "this" suddenly extend from that Last Supper moment back to what is called Alpha, the beginning, and ahead to our understanding and misunderstanding of Omega, the end time, so that all of reality, everything that space-time contains, was kneaded into bread, crushed into wine, and consumed one evening in Palestine in a meal that led directly to death and resurrection for the human Jesus in his identity as the cosmic Christ? Is this blessed and broken universe and all it contains, all it ever contained, the body of Christ, even today? These themes have taken over the way I think about Eucharist as it relates to all the things of space-time in our universe. Things aren't separate anymore. They connect. They explain each other. They become what we call relationship. Which leads finally to the Corpus Christi scripture, the loaves and fishes story when Jesus handed over to those who loved him the work of feeding the hungry multitude on a hillside in Galilee. We've been taught that this episode is a symbol, a prefiguring of the institution of the Eucharist, which took place on Holy Thursday. I think this explanation doesn't go far enough. Isn't it possible? Isn't it likely, considering space-time connections, considering relationships, that the feeding of the crowd was a real celebration of Eucharist, that the food consecrated by Jesus and given to the people was the body of Christ that made present, or rather was the body of Jesus that made present the body of Christ? Don't the 12 baskets of scraps collected at the end of the meal suggest, since nothing ever goes out of existence, the expanding, the extending through time of the body of Christ? And given what was said about connections, wasn't this moment in Galilee joined in relationship to the Holy Thursday moment of food, death, and rebirth? What constitutes a relationship? Einstein would undoubtedly reject it, but don't we have to believe that human relationships are forged by what the theologians call great love and great suffering, those elements of reality that reveal so much of the life of Jesus and our lives. If we can accept that things aren't separate anymore, isn't each consecration narrative, each meal story, permeated by the connective tissue of love and suffering, including potentially our present-day meals that celebrate, that make holy our relationships to each other? Corpus Christi, it's who we are. Thank you.